This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it's all about Idalia. And the fact that this isn't one to mess around with, they're calling it a historic hurricane. It's barreling toward Florida. I am right in the middle of this right now, if you are listening to this show. I'm on what they call the dirty side of the hurricane. And, I have to tell you, I said this in a previous hour, I loved living in Texas and in the Southwest, and I lived through many, many tornadoes. And the strange thing about hurricanes is that they can also spawn tornadoes and, of course, water spouts, and you have no idea where they're going to pop up. There's no guessing on that. So we're looking at the path and what happens after Florida, and a warning to our friends in Georgia, it's coming your way. Savannah is another place where it's expected to hit. So counties have been in Florida, along the Gulf of Mexico, started the evacuations on Monday, those coastal communities, low-lying areas. And there's been an emergency order, of course, issued by the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. It covered 46 of 67 counties. The thing that is the craziest, and we saw this in the last Hurricane Ian, is the massive storm surge and the strong winds. That's the scariest part of all of this. And people who are in those situations, especially right off those beaches, because people that were in Fort Myers in those condos, in those houses, were very, very close to the beach, very close to the water. And that's what happened, of course. So there's hurricane watches and warnings that are in effect all the way to Port Charlotte. And still in effect, as you're listening to this, there are people that went to higher ground. They didn't, as the governor said, you don't have to travel hundreds of miles, because then that becomes the place that gunks everything up. For my friends in Tallahassee, I have my fingers crossed. I have my, my hands together for you in Tallahassee, because they're talking about 7 to 11 feet of storm surge in some of those areas. Cedar Key to really Tallahassee, the peak of what could be, maybe even in Cedar Key, up to 15 feet of storm surge. And that's partly because it makes landfall, and it's making landfall right now, at high tide. So unfortunately, high tide just adds that other element to what happens with the storm. And then you've got the rain that's happened. I've already gone through a huge rainstorm earlier in the day, and that's happening now. So it is about paying attention to it. So for our friends in Tallahassee and Georgia and Charleston, watch what's happening here. Look for the flood risk, because in some of those areas, there's at least a moderate, in Tallahassee on the outskirts of, there's a moderate chance of the flooding. And the flooding is, again, the key, because how much rain are you getting when it makes landfall and all of that in between. So then it's going to be the aftermath and what happened. And already in Florida, it's really tough on the insurance game. It's really tough for people in what they call evac A zones to even get insurance. So you can only imagine what this will be like afterwards. And again, hands up, fingers crossed, and everything else. And thank you for all your well wishes for the people who reached out to me too. It's interesting now. This is the second go around in less than a year and a half with the kind of weather that you deal with. And sadly, this is it. I mean, this is the one of the most beautiful places to live, but it's something that the people here understand, that you're always dealing with that threat. So because of that, by the way, if you were flying in or out of Florida, of course, you know, you're affected by that, because the airports have been shut down for 2 days. Tuesday, Wednesday will be like that too. And then they'll open back up, and then it's about rescheduling and all of that, what has to happen in between. Okay, something worth mentioning here at the top of the show, talking about the hurricane, and then talking about something that happened that I don't even know if I've mentioned or not. that Bob Barker, this what a turn that is, right? Bob Barker from The Price is Right, Drew Carey, who hosted Now, did a great tribute to Bob Barker on CBS. And, you know, because he spanned the generations, I think almost everyone knew Bob Barker's name. Because, I mean, that's longevity in the game show world and the broadcasting world. He's the host of The Price is Right for 35 years, right? So I got a little sneak of this. He's going to do an hour-long special that's coming up on Thursday, and it's a tribute to Bob Barker, like I said, Drew Carey. And you know, this is the longest-running game show on the air, and I'm terrible at it, by the way, because you have to be a shopper, right? I think you have to be a shopper. If you're a shopper, maybe you're good at it. Something else I'm going to mention here at the top, because we have just a couple of minutes left before we turn to our next segment. We got some great guests coming up. Halloween's coming up, and one of the scariest movies ever I've seen is The Conjuring. Imagine if that was your family. Andrea Perone joins us, and that is her family. She did an interview, last Halloween, I want to say, and I'm already seeing Halloween decorations, and she talks about what happened in the house and how her family, you know, how her family dealt with it. While all of this is going on, the other thing that's happening is what's going on in Georgia. And Mark Meadows the other day testifying for 4 hours. A lot of you have asked me, what about Mark Meadows? Well, he's the former White House chief of staff. And he, of course, is a key figure in this whole prosecutorial thing of the former president, and he does not want to be tried in his criminal case out of Georgia, out of the state court. He waived his Fifth Rights Amendments, and he wants his Fifth Amendment rights, rather, and he testified, as I said, on Monday on removal of his case, and, you know, boy, what happens? I mean, why the state thing? And I think that's because under Georgia law, Fulton County, it will be different, and you're subject to something different rather than a federal case where you could also get a federal pardon, because there is no pardon if you're talking about a state case. So there are definitely some explanations for it. The jury pool, what would that be like in the Northern District of Georgia, where, you know, you want to get the jury that you think, of course, that's going to be favorable to your situation. So he's not the only one in this case who wants to go federal versus state. And this is, as I say, when we talk about things legal, this is definitely something to watch to see how this ends up. It doesn't look like he's going to get his way, but that's not for sure. So there still is a possibility. The door is left open for that. All right. And then I want to give you this is the rest of the story. We talked about North Carolina, UNC, how terrible, a huge campus, a faculty member gunned down, the campus in lockdown for hours. So the suspect in the fatal shooting of a faculty member at that university at Chapel Hill is a graduate student at the school. And the grad student was charged with first-degree murder and having a gun on education property in court Tuesday. He didn't enter a plea, and he was ordered held without bond. So I'm sure there's much more to this very sad, sad story. All right, stay with us. More coming your way. We're talking Halloween and scary stuff coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Wow, what a perfect time to do this as Halloween is almost upon us. I'll tell you what, when I think of Harrisonville, Rhode Island, it scares me to death because of The Conjuring and what happened in that house. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the show Andrea Perrin, and also Susan Slaughter is with us, and she is an expert. I mean, truly, when it comes to the paranormal, you've caught her, I'm sure, on Ghost Hunters Academy, Ghost Hunters International, Paranormal, Caught on Camera. She has me hooked and scared. So both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Andrea, first tell me, you think about this 30-some years ago, more than that, 1971, your family moving into the house, all the excitement over this great big house, the family moving in, and then how did it just all fall apart for you? What was that like?
Well, it's not that it fell apart per se. It seemed our awareness happened gradually and incrementally. But within the first few minutes of moving into the house, I saw a full body apparition that I thought was flesh and blood. And my sister Nancy saw him disappear into thin air. And that happened within the first 5 to 10 minutes. The second night we were in the house, my sister Cindy crawled into bed with me and said that she heard voices in her room, and they were telling her over and over, there are 7 dead soldiers buried in the wall. You know, I mean, this, we went from being a perfectly normal family to a paranormal family within a matter of a few hours, a couple of days. We realized this was nothing like the house that we had come from.
Wow, so how did you deal with that?
We got used to it over time. We learned to live with it. My father didn't even believe that it was happening. He said, you know, he doesn't believe in ghosts. I wanted to say, well, Dad, guess what? They believe in you. You know, my mother said to him one time, she said, you know, Roger, the existence of spirits in this house is not contingent upon your belief in them, which, you know, silenced him immediately. But eventually he started having his own experiences that were so compelling and disturbing, he just simply couldn't deny it anymore. But, you know, we had everything invested in this magnificent piece of property, and to leave it would have bankrupted our family. So we couldn't just walk away. We had to live here. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, why did you stay? And there are a lot of answers to that question. But in retrospect, I look back now and realize that we stayed here because we were supposed to, and have the experiences that we did. And then 30, almost 40 years after we moved out, I was supposed to tell the story, which took me almost 7 years. It took 7 years exactly. Almost as long as we lived here, it took for me to chronicle the events. The Conjuring barely scratches the surface of this story.
Yeah, but for you, is it a great release and relief to be able to share that with people?
I think it's more so liberating to others who've had experiences of their own that they chose not to share for fear that they would be dismissed, laughed at, called crazy. When people read my books and they see moments of similarity and experiences that they've had as well, it does give them the freedom to speak their own truth. I think it's the greatest benefit of having the courage to tell such a dark tale of pure evil existing in the world. But it wasn't all doom and gloom. No, it was good and evil and darkness and light, and knowing that love conquers fear. That was the greatest lesson from living there, is that we came together as a family and we survived this.
Wow. Susan, for you, I mean, you're an expert in this. What is this like to have this opportunity and to get that feeling around the house? And what do you get from this house and this story?
Well, I've known about this house and the story since I started becoming interested in the paranormal myself. As a young investigator, I followed the Warrens and their investigations around the country. I learned about all the houses and stories and haunts, you know, through their lens. But as I started to investigate myself, I developed my own tactics and my own beliefs through my own experiences. And being able to come to this farmhouse with the Perrin family is kind of a pinnacle in my paranormal career, because I am able to corroborate the stories and, you know, I guess the hauntings that Andrea and her family have experienced with the investigation that we're going to have going on this weekend. And so starting Friday, all the way through Halloween night, the Dark Zone has cherry picked our favorite paranormal experts, and we all brought them to the Conjuring House to assist the parents in getting, you know, some answers to what happened during their life here in the farmhouse. I think that a lot of the stories have not been portrayed, and I feel like have been actually misinterpreted or chopped and screwed for the sake of Hollywood. We want to get down to the bottom of this. This is the truth of, you know, true paranormal investigation, is working with a family who's dealt with these hauntings and using my expertise and the best gear in the field. We are actually inviting anyone who joins the darkzone.tv for this event to become investigators with us. And so what that entails is that you'll have access to every single camera on site, and you'll be able to see everything as it happens and unfolds in real time. Plus, we'll have microphones on our cameras. You'll be able to hear and see everything on our investigations, and have access to us via the chat room on the Dark Zone to ask us questions in real time. You know, let us know if you see anything happening in the house. You can ask Andrea questions that you have about her experiences while she lived in the home. And, you know, partake in EVP sessions. And if you're a paranormal enthusiast, you know exactly what that means. You'll be able to speak to the ghosts through our, you know, our event online and through us as investigators. And if you're a fan of Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Caught on Camera, we're going to have investigators from all of those teams that you know and love from television to join us on this investigation. You'll be able to, you know, rub shoulders with them as well. So I think that this is like a really unique opportunity for people to get involved in a real investigation and see how it unfolds genuinely.
And again, that's the Dark Zone .tv. You can go there for all of that, right? And it's a 3-day, like you said, live immersive experience documenting everything. And so, Andrea, for you, after what Susan just said, what's your feeling about doing this? Are you, is there an anticipation or is a little bit of anxiety? How do you feel about this?
Well, I'm delighted to work actually with Susan for the first time. We've known each other for quite a while, but we've never done anything like this together. So that's wonderful. And I don't think that there is such a thing as an expert in this field. I think that we're all learning, we're all growing, we're all pushing forward in terms of our exploration of this. You know, most people consider this a pseudoscience, and I quickly remind them that no existing accepted form of science was just automatically accepted. All science began as pseudoscience, but none of the equipment that they even use existed back when we lived in this house, and we were on our own. You know, if my family's not experts in what's going on in this house, there's no such thing. But there are seasoned investigators, and what we've gathered for this event is the best of the bunch. And that's important, because when you bring that kind of personal experience to the table, it opens doors, literally and figuratively. So I'm really looking forward to the event. I have no fear of this house at all. And there are members of my family that have never been back. There are members of my family that can't wait to come visit. We all had an individual response and reaction to it, which we will delineate over the course of this weekend, and people can come in and speak with any member of my family about their own personal experiences and garner some more information. I think it'll be, I think it's going to be unique. Nothing like this has ever been done before, and it may never happen again. It's kind of a one-shot opportunity.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm sure my listeners will be excited as well. I know I'll be there. Andrea Parent, Susan Slaughter, I could talk to both of you all day long. I know you have other people to get to. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You- USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia continues to grow stronger. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center says the storm has been upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane. It's now located about 240 miles southwest of Tampa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state's ready for the arrival of Idalia. He's mobilized urban search and rescue teams.
And that's close to 600 search and rescue personnel. We hope to not have to need those folks, but if there is, we're going to have folks that are going to go out there.
He said officials are also prepping for fuel interruptions and currently have more than 400,000 gallons of fuel ready to deploy. Former President Trump says he made the right decision by skipping the first Republican primary debate last week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump claimed his poll numbers are up following what he called the very boring debate. He skipped the event and instead sat down for an interview with Tucker Carlson. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Geneva, Switzerland, for what I think is going to be a fascinating conversation with Robert Denton. Wait till you hear about his special ice dragon. I mean, he's on book number 7, Henry Barton Jones, Tango Dragon and the Asteroid. We're going to talk about that one and, of course, how the series came about and the ice dragon master. And it's so, so fascinating. I have to tell you, we had a great conversation off the air. Robert, thank you so much for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Tell me about the Ice Dragon. How did you discover the Ice Dragon? How did this series, these volumes, come about?
Well, the Ice Dragon, to be as quick as I can, the Ice Dragon is an Ice Dragon. Well, it was. There's actually the Ice Dragon I saw. I met in a snowstorm in the French Alps at midnight, and I opened the window. I heard the noise outside, and I opened the window and looked out, and there was this dragon and it was ice. And it wasn't rocket science. This was ice. This was an ice dragon, and its eyes sort of held me, mesmerized me, and until I was so cold, because it was minus 23 degrees outside, and I said, sorry, I better go, and close to it, no. And there is another ice dragon, and that is the ice dragon diamond. And when in the volume one, Ice Dragon Rising, we discover how the ice dragon force was created. And it was created by three men who had been captured by a terrorist leader. And they managed to escape, and they found a place where they thought they could start a new life, because their old town had been destroyed. And they eventually were building a hut of stones, and they cracked the stone open, and they found a diamond, the diamond the size of a man's hand, and it was covered in hieroglyphs, and it was freezing cold, and they sensed this was a power. There was something coming from it. There was intelligence coming from it. But that is Ice Dragon Volume 1, Ice Dragon Rising, and then of course all the other books they gradually flowed from that. And I actually, the first book I published was Tango Dragon and the Asteroid, which Volume 3, and then I wrote Volume 2, which is Henry Barton Jones' Reluctant Hero, and he was a retired MI5. MI6 agent, special agent, and he was given early retirement because he thought he'd gone into burnout. In fact, it was the Ice Dragon programming evolving in his DNA and RNA genes, which was giving him the amazing capabilities, as he has, you discover in the book. He has the ability to dematerialize and rematerialize. Well, turning into energy, you can travel at the speed of energy, the speed of light. So he can get around pretty quickly. And this is what helps him to do the amazing things he does. Apart from that, he's a quiet guy, and it's all very secret. And then I wrote Ice Dragon Rising. That's the story of the creation of the Ice Dragon Force. And then after Tango Dragon and the Asteroid, there came Volume 4, which was Henry encountering the bad guys, terrorists, and how he was dealing with them. And how they infiltrate into the highest levels of governments. We're not just talking about men running around with guns. These are the real terrorists who control. They are very powerful men who control people by blackmail. And this is essentially what Henry is fighting. And he has his small team of three people. And then you have some amazing characters who come into the story, such as Carbella. There's a beautiful young woman, 25, and she's angry. She is angry, and she's got an anger against the world this anger is messing up her life. But she's trying to manipulate Henry. She's trying to use him, but she just doesn't get it that he's the Ice Dragon Master, and you don't mess with the Ice Dragon Master and get away with it. Not that he's going to do anything bad to her. I mean, she is Philabella, and she's the daughter of a close friend of him who is the chief of the Swiss Secret Service. And so it's all very involved, but she's trying to get Henry away from his wife, Charlotte, who is a fashion model, a top fashion model. She's very beautiful, but she's very important to Henry, and She's all part of the Ice Dragon Force energy. And so poor old Filabella is, or poor young Filabella is sort of gets rather frustrated because all her plans sort of fall on their face. And in the end, so we get to now is volume seven. She's actually in Jerusalem with Knights Templar, understanding the terrible things that the Knights, she lauded the Knights Templar. She thought they were absolutely wonderful because she discovered she had a Knights Templar in her family tree. She learned some very, very bad things because the Knights Templars weren't altogether nice people. To start with, they were, but afterwards, not so much so nice. And she was in the middle of the battle for Jerusalem, and she discovered the nightmare, the horrors of the streets running in blood and all that stuff. Sorry, I don't want to offend your listeners, but Filabella is a center. Henry sent her there for her to learn about herself. And really, in a nutshell, this is all these books that I've written about Ice Dragon series and High Performance After Burnout. They're a lot of them about my experiences, but about life and about people I've met in life. And a lot of the characters are based on people I met in my life. And it's all about. When I look back at writing these stories, I very much hope that the people who read them will gain a lot because they are experience of life that maybe everybody doesn't have. And I am 78, so I now have a lot of experience. And I like the idea that I can pass that experience and those lessons that I've learned on through these books. They are fiction, yes, but they are full of fact and reality. And Tango Dragon, the asteroid, it involves NASA, and NASA has a program that is watching the universe for asteroids that are heading towards the Earth. And this asteroid in this book has crashed into our solar system or into our universe and then into our solar system and is heading straight for Earth. But this is not a few meters across. This is 40 kilometers across. This is the size of Paris heading straight forwards. This is about the end of the world. And the baddie, Ricardo Betancourt, he's got his finger on so much information. He knows about this, and he decides that he can blackmail the world's government hundreds of billions of dollars. Otherwise, he'll just let it crash. Well, he doesn't intend to let it crash, but he's going to run it to the very limit because he studied nucleus fission and this kind of thing. And he knows, he's a very, very smart man, very intelligent, and he's worked out how far he can allow this asteroid to come towards the planet Earth before he has to allow the missile with a bomb, which is going to just nudge it away. Because it's so far away. And this is where the tension comes in and how the crew essentially are on a no return mission, lost out in space. But there is Henry Barton Jones and his fellow workers who work with him and who will get them back.
Wow, we could talk to you, I think, throughout this whole show about this, about the volumes, about the stories, about Henry Barton Jones, fascinating, and things that happened there, and the Ice Dragon. And I want to tell people you can find Robert Denton's books easily on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Robert, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kate. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's the Rich Man's World. My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, as I like to say, and he's written a couple of books: Nightmare, What If, an anthology of 13 short stories. He's going to give us the analogy. Kerry, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you very much, Kate. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm excellent. So, tell me what it was that drove you to writing these books, and I think future books as well.
Well, it's ironically, my first two children illustrated books in 2006. I was writing children's books. And then a few years later, my mom developed Alzheimer's. And after she passed from complications, I wrote my first short story called Wilma in 2013. And I haven't stopped. So that's what I've been doing. And Nightmare is one of my latest and greatest, and I'm really excited and thrilled with it because I got some really incredible feedback from readers. And it's actually a psychological thriller, but it's also a love story between a husband and wife, you know, and best friends from high school and family. And I always enjoy writing about the unknown, you know, the unexplained and the paranormal. And especially dreams and nightmares, they've always fascinated mankind, and there are many theories on what dreams mean and what they can really tell us. And actually, after I wrote Wilma, I wrote a second story called The Dream about a father-husband who loses his wife immediately at the beginning of the book or the story, and he has the one eerie dream over and over. But Nightmare is my baby. I love it. And it begins with a 34-year-old woman named Jeanette. And she's spending a regular Friday night with former best friends from high school in their favorite bar in downtown Seattle, Washington, and having drinks and appetizers and sharing each other's previous week. And after returning home early in the morning, she walks quietly in the house and she does not wake her husband and goes to bed. And then she has the most vivid, gruesome nightmare ever experienced in her life. And over a period of the next 2 weeks, the rest of the story with turns into a living nightmare with the support of her husband, Nick, and her friends to help, you know, determine what's causing these realistic nightmares that all ultimately merge her reality in the dream world. She goes through dream therapy, blood work done, MRI scan, and actually REM sleep, rapid eye movement, in a dream sleep therapy clinic that actually exists in Seattle. The whole story is you're living her nightmare. You're reading through her eyes and her mind. You know, experience the shock and the total confusion she has over the next couple of weeks. And I guess I wanted the reader to experience everything that she's going through. So I made it a little confusing to read because you're in her eyes, living her life. And literally not until the final chapter is the true veracity revealed. And I love that because every reviewed book person that's reviewed it said the same thing. So I accomplished my goal.
You know what? It's so great. You're right about the whole idea of nightmares. And what do nightmares mean? It makes you think about this. What about past things that have happened to you? What about the future? And I'm someone who dreams, so I get that. And in just kind of a little synopsis of your book, I read a great line. Those who choose to live in their dreams exist in their nightmares. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and that stuck with me. That was actually kind of a byline title, you know, secondary title, working title, and I thought, what the heck, I'm going to leave it in there.
I'm curious for you. So we're speaking with Kerry O'Neill, and we're talking about one of his books, Nightmare, and I agree, this was your ninth book. This is a really interesting book. It takes you on an interesting ride. Do you have nightmares? Do you have dreams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had, you know, literally everybody has dreams or nightmares every night, whether they remember them or not. That's just a fact. And I've always been a dreamer of colorful dreams. I always dream in color, which amazes me. But, you know, it's just like one of those things, you wake up and you're like, why did I dream that? You know, is it a random thought theory or is there some basis to it, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's generates something that's going to happen or something tragic in your life in the past that you're trying to deal with in your sleep because you can't deal with it when you're awake. I mean, yeah, I think it all, it includes everybody.
And so you said it, you want listeners that are listening to this and readers to take away that, exactly what you just said and what you've talked about this story.
Right. And actually in everything I've written, Kate, I like leaving the reader with an unexpected ending. Most of the time a happy ending, or something they can at least relate to in their own lives. So like I'll generate a story with a one-page outline, you know, the genre, synopsis, characters, and my objective. And literally after finishing one or two chapters, I usually write the end of the book, and then I fill in the middle. I don't know. It just makes it easier for me to do that because I always have an ultimate goal I'm reaching, you know, at the end of the story.
Yeah.
And in every story, I try to make it so realistic. Everything I've written, I'll research the location, time period, statistical data, or even creatures and plants relevant to the story.
Yeah.
So although they're fictional, there's a lot of authentic information throughout each one to make it more, you know, more believable that way.
Yeah, that's what makes your writing so strong, so good. And I want to make sure we give attention to this, too. What if an anthology of 13 short stories? So tell me about this.
Well, that's like with the one I wrote for my mom and the dream and 11 other short stories. Just basically, every story answers the conceptual question, what if? What if a cat had 9 lives? There's a story called 9 Lives. What if, you know, a dog could help you, you know, heal after a tragic in your family? That literally happens. But it's all, you know, just basically all that gobbled together, anything that simply asks the question, what if? And then the publisher, you know, advised me, why don't you down the road resubmit these into a second edition with some other short stories, specific genres? So I wrote, you know, Tales of Horror. I wrote during the pandemic. I've been writing. I finished a collection of inspirational tales, which is literally a collection of inspirational tales. anybody feels down or depressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, wrote a couple of gothic horrors, a werewolf novel and a vampire novel. And I'm writing two novels at the same time and a short story. And I like to do that because it helps me avoid writer's block, Kate. So, you know, when I get stuck in one plot, I just simply switch to the other story, and then I'll come back to the other one later.
Yeah. Do you have a, it's so interesting to hear you say that. I love that. I've never heard anyone say that, but it's, it makes sense to me because then you're right. You don't have that thing in your mind where you're getting writer's block. Do you have a ritual of like where you like to write or when you like to write or no?
Well, the ritual is usually in the morning, in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and I'll dream and I'll remember something that's relevant to something I'm writing. Or not really any specific time except when it pops in my head and I feel like sitting down. I want to get it down on paper before it, as we all go, well, I forgot what I was going to say, you know. So I write it down. But, no, that's about it. And I put all these into different categories, but now I just run with it. You know, I have several other outlines written. I haven't started stories yet. I'm writing now one called Voice. I started a short story about a woman living alone in the wilderness. And she begins hearing a voice calling out her name in the dense forest surrounding her house. And I'm not even sure where I'm going with that. I've written two pages of it and haven't determined what's going to happen, but it'll all come to me.
Yeah.
Whatever time of the day or night.
I love it. I love it. Do you have, is there somebody that you, because I know you were a big reader. Is there somebody that inspired you with their kind of writing?
Well, I always liked Michael Crichton. I like Michael Crichton. I love Anne Rice. I like gothic horror. I grew up watching the Hammer films, you know, and that's why I went ahead and did my Reign of Adolphe werewolf novel and Winter Predator Dies a Vampire novel. And with those two novels, they take place in the Middle Ages during the same period, during the bubonic plague. And in each story, there's a title, there's a chapter called Crossing Paths. And they have the same chapter, and they talk about meeting each other in the catacombs of Paris, France, underneath the Notre Dame. Wow. And now I'm writing a sequel to the werewolf novel. But I just recently, did a website, and my website's just easy, CarrieO'NeillAuthor.com, and explains everything. They can take you directly to where you can read more about each story or book and purchase them off Amazon. That seems to be the quickest way right now.
Yeah. CarrieO'Neill.com.
Okay, CarrieO'NeillAuthor. CarrieO'NeillAuthor.com.
CarrieO'NeillAuthor.com. So remember that, everybody listening. I can't wait to see what comes next. I'm fascinated by werewolves, so I'm anxious to see what comes up next with you.
Oh, thank you. I hope anybody that likes gothic horror like that, please read those or check them out because
and it all sounds good to me. CarrieO'Neill, again, the books Nightmare, What If, an anthology of 13 short stories, and as he said, you can go on his website. I'll say it again, CarrieO'NeillAuthor.com. Fascinating the way he writes. I love it. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.